Listen, my friends, and I'll tell you a story full of bravery, adventure, and magic. Once was a very poor boy named Jack who lived with his mother. All they owned was a white cow. But the morning came when the cow gave no milk, and Jack's mother said they must sell her. Sadly, Jack put a halter on the cow and started off. On the road, he met a man who made him a surprising offer. "Where are you going, Jack?" he said. And Jack replied, "I'm taking the cow to market." "Ah, I see," said the man thoughtfully. "What would you say if I offered to trade something for your cow that is better than money?" "Go on," said Jack. "What's more important to a poor family?" The man reached out and dropped 5 beans into Jack's hand. "I will give you these 5 beans for your cow." "Wouldn't you just like it?" Jack said. 5 beans for a cow. Jack ran home with the beans tight in his fist. "Mother, look what I got for the cow," he said, dropping the beans in her hands. 5 old beans, she said. "But mother, these beans are special. The man who gave them to me said they are magic." Jack's mother was furious. "You foolish, foolish boy. There is no such thing as magic beans," she shouted. "These beans are as worthless as you." And with those words, she threw the beans out the window. That night, Jack and his mother went hungry. But Jack's mother was wrong about the beans. In the garden, as moonlight touched the seeds, tiny roots burst forth and worked their way down into the rich soil. Little stems reached up into the night air. Tiny green leaves opened to the sky. The night passed and the roots and the stems grew stronger, deeper, taller, reaching in all directions. Leaves grew broad and as dinner plates, casting shadows far below. In the morning, Jack woke to find a strange green and gold light in his room. He looked out the window at the garden where his mother had thrown the beans, and rising from the ground was a beanstalk with a stem as thick as a tree trunk. Thick roots ran out in all directions, bumping up under the house so the chimney leaned at a crooked angle. Jack scrambled out of bed and dashed into the yard. He tipped his head back and looking up and up and up and up, but he could not see the top. Wondering where the beanstalk would lead, Jack set his foot on the low, wide leaf, grabbed the stout branches, and began to climb. Higher and higher past the clouds, he climbed through the green branches. Soon he was so high he could no longer see the ground, but in the distance, through the clouds, he saw a great castle. As he neared the door of the castle, a huge woman came out into the sunshine. She bent over, looked at Jack as if she were examining a cricket in her garden. "Boy," she said, "what do you want here?"
"Please, Mom," said Jack, "could I have some breakfast?"
If it's breakfast you want, it's breakfast you'll be, said the woman. My husband eats little boys on toast, and he will be home any minute. But she took pity on him and gave him bread and cheese. Jack was barely finished eating when he heard a terrible thump. And then the most horrifying voice he could ever imagine. Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Goodness, said his wife, it's my husband. Quick, hide in the oven. I smell a boy, the giant roared. Am I having boy for breakfast? No, dear, said his wife. You must be smelling the boys you had yesterday. Sit down, and I'll bring you your breakfast. When he had finished eating, he called out, Wife, bring me my hen. And his wife set a fat hen on the table. Lay, said the giant. And the hen laid a golden egg. He gave the hen a pat, put his head on the table, and was soon snoring. Quick as a rabbit, Jack grabbed the hen and ran out of the castle and down the road toward the top of the beanstalk. When he reached the ground, his mother began to scold him. All in a rush, Jack told her about the castle and the woman and the giant and the hen who laid the golden egg. His mother was overjoyed. The next morning, Jack started up the beanstalk once more, climbing higher and higher to the giant's castle. He slipped into the kitchen and hid just as the giant came home. Then he heard the voice again. Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. No, husband, the wife answered. It must be the boys you had for dinner. When the giant finished his breakfast, he called out, Wife, bring me my bag of coins. And the woman brought out two leather sacks and laid them on the table, one filled with gold coins and the other with silver. The giant counted his money and fell asleep. Quick as a flash, Jack grabbed the bag and ran for the beanstalk. He tumbled down the vine and into the garden where his mother was waiting for him. Mother, look, he cried and dropped the coins on the table. His mother was thrilled. Early in the morning, Jack climbed the beanstalk again. He was barely out of sight in the kitchen when the giant came in. Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. No boy today, my husband, his wife replied. When he finished his breakfast, the giant said, Wife, bring me my magic harp. And the woman set a golden harp on the table. Play, commanded the giant. And all by itself, the harp began to play the most beautiful music Jack had ever heard. As soon as the giant began to nod and snore, Jack was out of hiding quick as a wink. But the second he grabbed the golden harp, it stopped playing and cried out, "Master, Master, save me, Master!" The giant was awake and after Jack in an instant, but Jack was just a bit faster. Carrying the harp, which was still calling out for the giant, Jack ran for the beanstalk and began slipping and sliding down the branches. As soon as he could see the ground, he called out, "Mother, bring me the axe!" The mother handed him the axe, and he chopped frantically at the beanstalk. The giant was halfway down when the trunk snapped, and he fell from the vine, never to revive again. As Jack's mother had been wrong about the beans being worthless, she was wrong about her son. As the vine withered, a fairy appeared and told Jack a story of his kind, generous, and wealthy father. Long ago, the giant had robbed him and taken his life and cast a spell on Jack and his mother, leaving them destitute. With his heroic and gallant spirit, Jack had broken the spell and proved himself worthy. Forever after, Jack was a faithful, loving, dutiful son. He eventually married a beautiful princess, and they lived happily ever after. Thank you.